Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with Stephen Cobb of ESET. Welcome, Stephen.
Good to be here, Brian.
So we're in the second part of our two-part Cybersecurity Roadmap for Business series. In the first podcast last week, we talked about really kind of all the planning and setting up. So the first three steps in the roadmap, which were assess what you have and the risks that you might face and the resources you have, building out the policies, and then actually choosing the controls that you're going to then put into place around those policies. So what happens next when you're ready to get to work on this?
Step D on the roadmap is kind of where the rubber starts to meet the road, where you deploy the controls that you've put in place and make sure that they work. An example would be, say, your antivirus or anti-malware controls that you're going to use to protect your information. And you roll them out and then you test them. And test them, not only does it work technically, but also does it work with your work? And can your employees work with it? What I mean by that is it's no good really having a control that you've decided upon to protect that the employees can't work with. Because what we see there is that employees will try and get around that. And in the case of antivirus, for example, if you've chosen an antivirus solution which is cumbersome and slows the system down every time it runs, you'll find your employees trying to turn it off or skirt that. And the same with authentication processes. If you've got too burdensome an authentication process to control access to your systems, people will try and get around it. You know, they'll share passwords and so on. So D is deploy the controls and make sure they work.
So, Stephen, after you've deployed them, what is the next step in the roadmap for businesses?
The next step, Brian, is E for educate. And it's a very important step. You need to educate your employees on what your security policies are and how to comply with them through proper use of the controls. You also need to include in that education executives. We often see when we investigate security breaches that somebody higher up in the organization didn't think that security applied to them. You know, so we need to make sure everybody's on board. But also these days, importantly, our vendors and our partners in business. You know, if we have business relationships today, they're electronic in some form or another. And we're often allowing access to each other's information. So we need to make sure that the people that we're working with, both inside and outside the organization, know what the policies are and what is allowed and what is not allowed. And then also clearly state in that education process, consequences of failure to comply. If you don't have consequences backing up your policy, then the policy is not going to be effective.
Okay, so we're at the last exit on the roadmap. Let's talk about that, Stephen. What's the final stage here?
The F step is further assess, audit, test, and so on. It's basically an acknowledgement that this is a process, not a project. You know, security isn't something you sit down and do 1 week or 1 month. It's an ongoing process. And so once you have rolled out controls and educated people, you then need to look at how that's working and look at what changes in the organization are happening. And there are a couple of significant changes. I think new vendor relationships are an important point at which to examine your security, examine that relationship for security risk. Also, employees departing. That can be, you know, a really tricky thing for security because a lot of employees these days have access to various chunks of data in your system. They might have access to a lot of data in your system, and you need to make sure that you handle departures of employees in the right way. First of all, so that they don't take information with them, and then that you close off the access they have as soon as the termination happens so that they cannot come into the system after they've left, which is a surprising amount of hacking happens that way.
And of course, things change. Technologies change, you know,
company
policies change, and you have to keep up to date. Okay, Stephen, well, thanks for the great roadmap for business security. All of this is up on the blog, so we encourage folks to go there, download the white paper and other assets. Stephen, once again, thank you.
You're welcome, Brian.
You've been listening to the Malware Report. We'll talk to you next week.